Hello everyone, welcome to this second episode, all in English. As in the first one, we're going to be talking only in English, but today we have a very special guest who's going to be talking about education and teaching. So welcome to our program, and could you introduce yourself to our audience, please?
Okay. Hi everyone. I hope you're gonna be good this day. So, I'm Janet Ordóñez, and what's your questions? Tell me about it.
The first one, for you, what is the importance of learning English nowadays?
Okay. I think nowadays, English is very important. Sometimes was necessary, but now it's really, really important because we have different kind of products coming to United States or other countries. And for example, for people that study medicine, some kind of medicine had different instructions in English. So they need to know about it. And nowadays, in different kind of careers, English is important. We can develop different skills and open different kind of words, right?
The second one, how do you see the level of English that children have in public schools?
Oh, I think they don't have the necessary English because I had the opportunity to work there, and in the schedule they have only 1 hour per week. And we as a teacher didn't advance more with the students because we don't have the enough time to work with them.
What is the biggest challenge you face in teaching English?
Okay, I think before everything is the money, because if you want to learn another language, you have to have the capacity to pay it. For example, at IGA, you're gonna spend maybe like 1,000 per month. And some people says, no, it's a lot of money, so no. I prefer another thing. So I suppose this is the first. And the second is if you are gonna learn it well or not. Because some people says, I only take English because it's a requirement, but I don't like it.
How do you motivate your students to learn?
It depends each level. Because, for example, if you have kids, you're gonna be creative with them and play with them and try to them interview and try to them speak the language as well as they can. But, for example, with teenagers are difficult. They say, oh no, I don't like, no, I don't want to do it. Why I had to do it? So you're gonna motivate them in different ways. So for example, in my case, I try to introduce them songs because people like to listen English music. So student says, oh teacher, can I learn this? Because I want to tell at my girlfriend or at my boyfriend. And I say, okay, do it. The purpose to me is that they learn and practice, and they have the ability to do it.
For you, what is the most difficult thing about learning English?
For me, I have different kind of things, because when I study my career, I am a bilingual secretary now, and then I had to study PEM into English. But I had a problem with the money, and also with my preparation before, because I study at national school and I didn't have the good preparation, so I study at La Patria, and then I found at my friends and they study at La Patria when they were kids, like 4 years old, and me now. So I had that difficult. So the teachers only speak to me in English, and I say, what are they doing? I don't know. And when they say the homeworks, I didn't understand anything. And I don't have I didn't have any friends to help me. And I had to catch it. And in that time, the internet was not working. So that's more difficult to me.
And finally, what advice would you give to all English students?
Okay. I recommend them to try to learn not only English, different kind of languages. Because nowadays, a lot of students and a lot of people have a dream, and the dream is, I want to visit another country. So if you want it, you can learn before how to communicate when you're gonna be in another country. And I know that English is the second language around the world. So if they have good dreams and they can catch all the dreams, they can be and can do all the best.
Thank you very much for joining us this occasion and for your answers.
Okay, don't worry. Thank you so much for the invitation. Bye, take care.